Hello, this is Kathy Ann Murtha of Access Technology Institute, and this is the fourth lesson in the Internet Fundamentals course, courtesy of Access Technology Institute and ACB Radio's Main Menu. There are sample pages that accompany this lesson. You can find them at www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com/mainmenu/. Once again, www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com/mainmenu/. Today I would like to discuss forms on the Internet. Forms on the Internet are used in so many different places, from online shopping to search engines to polls and surveys. You're going to find form fields scattered throughout the Internet. And it's nice to know how to access these forms. When you are accessing a web page, by default, you are in either MSAA mode in WindowEyes or virtual cursor mode. What you are basically doing is reading the document from within a buffer of your screen reader. A special buffer has been created, allowing you to access the document much like a word processor. When it comes to filling in forms on the Internet, you need to disable this special mode and go into just your basic, everyday access of the document. Straightforward, what JAWS for Windows calls Forms mode. So you're basically exiting the buffer and going to the actual web document. There are a number of ways in which form fields may be accessed or located on the web page. By reading the document normally with your screen reading commands or your Windows navigation commands, you could come across a form field, an edit field, a combo box, a radio button, a checkbox. And all you have to do is press enter, and that disables your MSAA mode or your virtual cursor mode and drops you into the form where you can fill in the appropriate information. You may also use your tab key. The tab key will take you from link to link to link to form field, form field, form field, link, form field, etc. So if there are any form fields in the document, the tab key will eventually land upon them. Both screen readers also offer special keyboarding for accessing form fields on the Internet. WindowEyes users may use Control Alt down arrow to go to the next form field in the document. Control-Alt-Up arrow will move you to the previous form field in a document. Now, it's important to remember that these commands only take you to form fields. You're going to skip all of the links, all of the visited links, all of the text, and go right to the form field. JAWS for Windows users. You can locate the first form field on a page by pressing Control-Insert Home. Control Insert Home will take you to the first form field in a document. The last form field in a document with JAWS for Windows can be accessed with Control Insert End. Control Insert End. You can move to the next form field in a document with Control Insert Tab, and the previous form field may be located with Control Insert Shift Tab. Both screen readers allow for navigation of just form fields. And once you access a form field, all you have to do is press Enter, and that exits your MSAA mode or your virtual cursor mode and drops you into the form. When you are accessing a form, you only have to hit Enter on the first form field. You don't have to do it on every form field. I think that will make more sense as we go through the succeeding pages within this lesson. The second page of this lesson talks about edit fields and the Internet. Edit fields are simply fields into which you will type text. Now remember, there are a number of ways you can access the first form field within this document. You may use the standard navigation commands to read through the information and then locate the form field. And when you locate the form field, all you have to do is press Enter. And that exits your MSAA or your virtual cursor mode and drops you into the form. Alternatively, you could use the tab key until you hear the first form field. And again, when you hear that first form field, press the Enter key. Very important. Finally, you could use the command for your screen reader to locate that first form field. WindowWise users, Control-Alt-Down arrow, and JAWS users, Control-Insert-Home, will focus you on the first form field, and then you need to press Enter. This first form consists of solely edit fields: your first name, your last name, your favorite food, and your favorite dog breed. Once you have entered your forms mode, simply input the text, tab to the next form field, input the text, tab to the next form field, etc. You're already in your forms mode. You don't have to press enter on every field. When you get to the submit button, you can press your enter key or the space bar to activate the button, and the form will be submitted. In this case, a CGI script will be activated, which will merely tell you the data you inserted. It doesn't go to any third parties. It's not reported to anybody. It's just a little feedback form which lets you know what you inserted into those form fields so that you can see that you did it correctly. You'll also notice that there's a reset button on the form. If you press that, all of the edit fields are wiped clean, and the form is set back to the defaults. So edit fields just ask for text: your name, your address, your phone number, etc. That's all there is to edit fields. The next document discusses radio buttons. Radio buttons are named after the radios in cars. You can only have one channel tuned on a radio, so it stands to reason that those pre-programmed buttons, only one can be selected at a time. You may have a button for KYXZ, you may have a button for XKYZ, and you may have a button for CABC. But you only want one, so you would push the appropriate button. That's what radio buttons are like on the Internet and in Windows. You can select only one. Now, as you move from button to button, it will say that it's selected, but only that button is selected. Example, you have red, green, and yellow on a stoplight. Now, all three of them are there. You have to have one selected. So when green is selected, yellow and red are disabled. When red is selected, yellow and green are disabled. But you hear red selected, yellow selected, green selected, because you have to have one selected, but the other two are popping up while you're pressing in on the one. And that's the same thing with radio buttons here on this particular form. On all radio buttons, all you have to do is locate the first form field and press enter, and then use your arrow keys to navigate among the radio buttons. When you find the one you'd like to select, you will hear it is selected. For example, you will hear, "I am female, selected. I am male, selected." Well, when you land on the one, female or male, just tab from the field and go on to the next radio button, because only that one is selected. You can't be both, so you can't select both. You can't even do it by accident. And when you're done, all you have to do is submit the form and you will see the results. To return to the document, just use your backspace or your alt left arrow. Then we can move on to talking about checkboxes. Now, checkboxes may require that you toggle between your virtual cursor mode or your MSAA mode and your forms. In order to do this, you need to understand the keyboard commands necessary. Obviously, when you hit that first form field, you press your Enter key and you can move through the checkboxes. But if you'd like to look at the question associated with those checkboxes, you may need to go back into your MSAA or virtual cursor mode. In WindowWise, all you have to do is do your Control-Shift-A. And in JAWS for Windows, just touch the plus key on your numeric keypad, and that will toggle the virtual cursor mode back on. Again, go back to a form field, press enter, you're right back into the forms mode and you can continue filling in the form as usual. Now, when you submit this form, it may not show all of the checkboxes that you checked. We couldn't get the CGI script perfect, but we got pretty darn close. So you can ignore the results when you submit the checkboxes. Just alt left arrow or backspace back to the previous page and continue on to combo boxes. Combo boxes are like the little boxes in Jeopardy. You have a box, and it says, perhaps, a question. And then when you flip it, it gives you the answer. It's sitting on a pivot, basically. It's like flipping holding a block between your two fingers. You can turn the block and it shows each of the options one at a time. That's what a combo box is. You're selecting from a combination of options. Now when you land on a combo box, be sure to press enter on that first one. You can use your arrow keys to move through the options, and only one option will show at a time. It's kind of like that Jeopardy box. It's not going to go anywhere. But if you wanted to, you could expand that combo box, kind of to show all of the contents. Much like a proud father would display his wallet, and out tumbles a whole stream of pictures of all of his children. That's what a combo box may look like when it's expanded. Imagine that wallet with all of those pictures tumbling out, and all you have to do is push enter on any of them. Or just use your down arrow to select one and tab from the field. Combo boxes are pretty flexible in the way in which you will select options. The first way, of course, is to use your arrow keys and then just tab from the field. The second way is to expand the combo box, move to the item you'd like to select, and then tab from the field. But if you're one who likes to finish what you started, you could expand the combo box, make your selection, and press enter. And that will finalize it, and you remain on that field. Then you can tab onto the next field. So really, there's three ways in which this task can be accomplished. Again, you can use your arrow keys to select from the option and tab from the field. You can expand the combo box to display all of the options. Use your arrow key to make a selection, and then tab from the field. Or you can expand that combo box, remember, just like that wallet with all the pictures tumbling out. Make your selection and press enter to finalize it, and you're still sitting on that same combo box. Then you tab from the field. You may want to practice doing all three of these on this particular web page because I put a number of combo boxes here. Remember, you have to press enter on the first one. That places you into the forms mode, and then you can move through the fields and fill them in as you would like, using any one of those three methods. The next web page shows something that confuses a lot of people: JavaScripted combo boxes. JavaScript is a special computer language which allows for everything from text chat to voice chat to magical, wonderful things that happens on web pages. It's really a fascinating language, but it can cause some confusion to screen reader users. Here's an example. I just told you how to access form fields, combo boxes in particular. And maybe you think to yourself, oh, here's one. It asks me what my favorite color is. Well, I've given you a choice within these combo boxes. You have to pick from one of the colors I placed in this box. But notice, when you go to this field and press enter, then use your down arrow, you're immediately whisked to another page. This is something that happens a lot. More and more people are using these JavaScripted combo boxes. And you don't have the ability to get right down all the way to one of the other colors. You're immediately taken to blue. If you're quick enough on the draw, you might get to red, but it's highly unlikely you'll get all the way to orange. So what you may want to do is expand the combo box. Remember we talked about that in the last web page? Alt down arrow, pick your color, and press enter, and then watch what happens. Immediately, the page that says you've selected orange is loaded. So you will not know when a combo box has JavaScript associated with it. You're pretty much going to have to guess at it and just know maybe that this particular page uses a lot of JavaScript. Or you can access all combo boxes in the same way. When you hear a combo box, drop it open with alt down arrow, make your selection and press enter. And that will save you a whole lot of time and effort of having to do your backspace, go find that edit field again or that combo box again, and starting all over. Can be quite frustrating. JCPenney is a place that uses these a lot. You select a size, you're on to the next page. You select a color, you're on to the next page. Because it already knows that if you select, for example, a size 8, it only has colors teal, blue, and silver in a size 8. So it's going to take you off to that page immediately and let you see the color. And then when you select silver, it knows that you want to go on to the next page because it only has silver in a size 8 with the short sleeves. So you see, there are some web pages that will use a lot of this. And it's really good to know how to use these JavaScripted combo boxes. So you can practice with this one. Open it up with your alt down arrow, make your selection, and then press enter. So we've discussed edit fields, radio buttons, combo boxes, JavaScripted combo boxes, and checkboxes. Lots of form fields for you to kind of play around with and get used to. And then when you're ready, you can start accessing websites like eBay, or take a visit over to jcpenney.com, sears.com, or maybe you just want to go and sign up for some sweepstakes and contests. Maybe pch.com might suit your needs. Go enter the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. Wonderful opportunities for you to explore the web in a whole new way. If you've never accessed forms, if they've made you nervous or intimidated you, this is your opportunity to learn how to use these forms to the best of your ability. Make them work for you. Forms on the Internet. Kind of a fun way to bring the world to your doorstep, and I hope that you will take advantage of them. I'm Kathy Ann Murtha from Access Technology Institute. If you'd like to drop me an email, you may reach me at kathy@accesstechnologyinstitute.com or visit me on the web, www.accesstechnologyinstitute.com. Thanks for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you next week as we continue to explore Internet fundamentals on ACB Radio's Main Menu.